Welcome in, guys, to Market Abilities Podcast. We say it all the time. If you have an idea, if you have something that you love and you want to spend every waking minute of the day doing, jump right in. And that's what our guest today did.
Yes. And we're all about learning and developing and launching.
That's right.
And our guest is about to launch.
Oh.
Which is a big deal.
In a big way. Yeah. Everybody, we have the lifestyle historian, Julia Reinert, in the house.
Thank you.
I don't remember which one the applause was.
Yeah.
There it is. Do you hear that?
Yeah, that was a little applause. Did you get that? She goes,
no. I did. A little bit bigger. I'll help.
There you go. You know, I love your setup. I love your stage there. It just makes me want to have tea with you or something.
Well, I mean, like I said, we do have, you know, tea all the time. Every day, tea time around 3-4 o'clock. It's very important.
Nice. Very important. So what you're saying is, you would like to essentially school everyone, right? You want to school them in the historic, the iconic, and the mundane in life.
Yes.
Is that the gist of it?
Yes. Pretty much anything, anyone has a story to tell. So that's what I've done most of my career. And that's what I want to do on a much deeper and bigger, broader level now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The question
there's
is,
there's 18 people why? In the world, right. So there's...
There it is. There's her why. Here she goes. All right, what's the why?
What's the why? I think we can learn so much from each other. You know, our world is... There's so much negative, and I want this to be a place that focuses on the positive. Mm. But it's also, it's beyond that. It's really about, like, why did we get to this point in terms of, you know, all the things around you, both tangible and ideologies, where did they come from? And I've always been that person who we go anywhere, and my family will attest to this. I drag them all over the place. And I'm like, guys, look at that. Like, where, how old do you think that is? Or like, who made that? What was that person's story? And after the eye rolls and the sighs.
I travel with her, yeah.
And then it's fascinating to learn about that.
It is.
And then to share that story in a way that's engaging and interactive and relevant. And people like latch on to that.
They really do.
It's really, really cool to watch.
So the lifestyle historian, right? So, but here's what I love. We were scrolling on your Instagram page, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it jumps right out at you. The saying, cat got your tongue. And it's like, okay, where did that come from?
Right. Yeah. Where did that come from?
Well, we actually don't know, because there are several stories, but the ones that I talk about in my post is that it was originally, there were English sailors who they would basically like hold you to the fire, right? And they would, you know, try to get you to tell stories or whatever. So, exactly.
That's so not what they I was would, expecting.
They would just, there's some gruesome details to all of these stories, you know, very Grimm's brother kind of mentality.
Right.
But yeah, there's just, everyone thought that it had something to do with witches, right? That it was something about witches cutting out your tongues so that you wouldn't share. I know.
Julia, this is scary. This is going like another direction.
I didn't know we were going to start off so deep.
No, you know, let's bring it back real quick. So here's what I love to do on a Sunday afternoon. You find that antique store, right? You're coming home from whatever trip and you stop in. And the moment you walk in, you don't know why you feel a certain way, but you start to see things. And maybe it takes you back to a time or a place or a person. And I feel that immensely. So that's why I connected to your idea just right off the bat. You know, where did this come from? What does it mean? How do you use it? Just because we're not using it modern day, it was so essential and so important, and it needs to be restored and remembered.
Yeah. I you know, it's interesting. So I just taken a trip with my fiance and her daughter, and we actually had this conversation of like, we see all these people, right? And it's all these people have a story. Mm. All these people have a history. And it's kind of mind-blowing, right?
It really
because there's
is.
8 billion people. And so this is like, this is actually really fascinating to me that you're diving into this, because I think, especially in this day and age, we are very consumed with what's new, right? Like what's happening tomorrow.
Right.
And then just totally dishing off the past. But the past has so many phenomenal lessons, which I feel like you're going to uncover and reveal. And I think that's actually going to be a big deal, because I think that a lot of people are actually interested in that. I mean, Stoicism mm-hmm. has taken off, right? So I can't imagine what you're going to uncover and what you're going to teach about, because it's, I think it's going to be fascinating.
Thank Julia, you. You're up.
You know, they say the 80s and 90s were really the heyday of antiques. Mm-hmm. You know, antique stores were doing so well during that time. That generation was very involved, very interested in antiques. And of course, there is a difference between antiques and vintage. You know, there's a really huge difference. But then they said, when the next generation came along, kind of like in the early 2000s, they went more minimalist, not only in their decor, but it was all about experiences. And it wasn't really about learning, you know, about not just antiques, but like it just things in general, because we had the world at our fingertips when, you know, cell phones and technology came out. Yeah. And so I think that it was more of, oh, I can always look it up later. I can figure it out later. But they just maybe didn't even care. What I'm noticing now is that is changing. And even the millennials and the Gen Zs, you know, whatever's after that generation, they are actually getting into this. Mm. They're really, really interested in these stories. And there are so many people, like I am a huge, my favorite time period, and it's hard to choose, but I absolutely love the 1930s to the 1950s. Everything that happened in the, you know, the span of two decades, the fashion, the technology. But that's where the lifestyle historian actually stemmed from, is that I love those little things like tall boys and perfume bottles and women sitting at vanity tables and dressed to go to the airport. I mean, you know, it was just, there was a lifestyle of putting your best foot forward, and it was about quality. Yes. Things were made with quality. They didn't break down. Mm-hmm. And the beauty that is, you know, behind it, the inspiration. So that's kind of where this originated. All of my friends know I'm extremely nostalgic, and I just love, again, I love getting dressed up. I love having tea in real teacups. That's just, you know, and it's not a front. That's who I am.
That brings you joy. Yeah. And hey, girl, I'm right there with you. I absolutely love that. And if I could ever wear a hat with the little netting, and I'm all about it, girl. All about it.
Princess Catherine, if you are listening to this, I would just love to say I'm in awe of everything that you've ever worn.
Yes.
But yeah, you don't have to be stuffy. You don't have to be, it doesn't have to be a formality, but there's still an elegance and a class, you know.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. When you walk into a ballroom, which if you haven't, go into a ballroom with some history and look up, and the chandeliers. And I know those are things that you've tackled, you know, and you've wanted to know more about. If the walls could talk.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I do anywhere I go. I love to travel. I've told you, I drag my family everywhere, and we don't stay in like one place. Mm. I'm like, this is a big country. Wherever we are, we're going to see as much of it as we can. And I'm like, look at this old house. We can go in, or look at this, not just museums, though I love those too. It's everywhere. And I'm like, hey guys, do you guys want to go to this old like mailing house, or like, you know, and they're like, no.
I would say yes. I would go with you.
Yeah. That's right. I know. We're going to go learn about whatever this is. You get goosebumps, you get this feeling of like, you're, you know, how many people have stood in this spot.
Right.
Yeah. I was about to say that actually, because so my sister, she is an executive at a museum in St. Louis. And I've been in there several times, and there's something about the feeling of walking into history, especially historic items that have been around for however many years, like as many years as you can't really fathom, right? Because it's many lifetimes for a person. Right. And there's just exactly what you're talking about. Like, it's almost like chilling, like bone chilling, but like not like in a scary way. It's like, whoa, you get the bumps on your arm, and you're like, wow, this is crazy how old this is, and how much, and what happened during that time period, and how this piece of art is even here today, you know, and it's mind blowing.
Yeah. Right. I went to the Wrigley, there's a Wrigley house that's in, and Scottsdale or Phoenix. I was there on a work trip, and we looked up on this hill right next to the hotel, and I was like, what is that? And they said, that's the Wrigley Mansion. And I was like, I'm going. And my teammates are like, why is this exciting? And so I said, just follow me. We went up. They, of course, had, you know, a great restaurant. But this place, which is the Wrigley family, like Wrigley Gum, Wrigley Field, Chicago, it's a whole thing. And the Art Deco and the doorknobs, like just themselves, were something that I wanted to steal and put in my pocket.
Don't, you know, if you, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm not going to say that I wasn't tempted. I'm not. But no, it was just incredible. And so, of course, there I am talking to like the manager of the whole place. And like he's telling me the history of the people that lived there and owned it, who built it. Yeah. Just incredible. And that's just one of a million things. I probably have right now about 800 topics. Every time I watch a movie, I listen to a song, we go to dinner, anything. I'm constantly pulling out my list. Right. And I'm like, ooh, I wonder what the history of like shoe grommets are.
That's so random.
I love that because as you work to bridge, you know, the past and the present, you have shared with me that you want to eventually make some things available to people. If they come out and they see you and, you know, you're on location, maybe you'll have some of these things available that people could take for themselves where they don't have to smuggle it out in their purse, or would you make it legal or possibly? Okay.
So we have a, there is a plan in place. So right now the first part was really just kind of getting a feel for whether or not people were going to be interested in my ideas. Yeah, we're super excited. Yes. So we've been, the Instagram page went live 8 weeks ago. We're over 800 followers organically. Wow. So we feel that that's pretty good for, you know, a 2 month stint. And the engagement is going up because people, that's what I care about, is like, right. I love that people that I'm tagging are responding back and we're sharing information.
Yeah.
The website is supposed to launch in September and we're just going to start slow. But ultimately what we really want to do, it's more about services that we want to provide. Okay. It's about connections. And it's about also events. So for the last 20 years, I have been a marketing brand manager, you know, all of advertising, you name it, I did it in that world. And a lot of that is telling stories. So that was kind of like for those companies. And that's where I got my background in my career. And so now I want to take that to the next level and have that be my foundation. But I've planned over 1,200 events in my career. And I want to help companies,
just a few.
And so now I really want to help companies tell their story through events, but it's in a way that's never been done before.
Right.
You know, it's a way that's like, what is, it's more than what's just, you know, our story on our website. Like, let's think of a way to engage with your customers and really tell your story.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I love that. And many times, if they don't feel like they've been marketed to, that was the best marketing. You know,
absolutely.
They got to feel something and experience something. So that's really cool. And I have watched you in your current role. And she's the type person that, for instance, a textiles company or whatever, she's going to go to the plant. She's going to go see how they make the textiles.
Yeah.
And she's
really,
it was great though, because all of a sudden I understood more about your client because you took me there.
Right.
You know,
and they're like, nobody has ever really cared that much about this particular loom. And I'm like, this is the coolest thing I've ever.
They're like, you have to go home now, Julia. It's closed. You have to go home.
But I do want to, one of the main services that I do want to offer is that I really want to highlight antique dealers, you know, whether it's the small mom and pops or the larger ones, and just showcase what they have. And they do a great job of that. But I want to tell the story behind the pieces that they're selling, whether it's an armoire, maybe it's a sewing machine. I mean, whatever it is, I want to give that service of like, you know, where did this come from? Where, how was it invented? How has it evolved, you know, in the last 50, 100 years?
The vintage ice cream scoop. I'm sorry. Yeah, that looks a little like I do love that. It was so simple, but it made so much sense. And you have a picture there on your Instagram, so they have to go see it.
Yes, my aunt gifted that to me. She gave it to me. She was like, I don't know if you want this. And here I am like, yes, please.
Yes.
So
yes.
We have it. I use it. It's in my cabinet. And it was National Ice Cream Day. I couldn't think of a better way to, you know, to do that. And that's the whole, it's all about perspective, right? So for Father's Day or Juneteenth, I could have very simply just put up a, you know, a happy Father's Day. Instead, where did Father's Day come from? Like, how long has it been around?
That's such a good idea.
You know, what is the history of Juneteenth? What is the history? Oh, for 4th of July, you know, it's not a simple happy 4th. It's a, where in the world did fireworks come from? How?
So and why do we spend so much money on them?
And why are they letting certain people use them? Yes.
Well, that's a whole different. Yeah, that's a whole different. Absolutely. You know, to find out that fireworks only came in the color orange. And then, you know, through thousands of years, they've evolved into these amazing spectacular displays.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy crap.
I've already learned something.
I know.
Today.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I was expecting her to school us on a couple things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she is the lifestyle historian, okay?
Right.
So
that's what I want people when they get on. I want them to see me as a resource every time they see a new post or reel or story. Yeah. Like, oh, I get to learn something today. Yeah. I wonder what she's going to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because this is Market Abilities, and we always want to encourage entrepreneurs and those people out there with an idea, you know, do I go for it? Is it something that I can do, but yet sustain myself, my lifestyle, that sort of thing. Where are you right now in that mental space of, okay, how do you start to, you know, how do you do it all? How do you do it all?
So currently I am proud to be the vice president of MB Public Relations, which is a full service PR, brand management, marketing, and social media firm here in Raleigh. And I love my job and I've loved doing these types of things for a long time. When I started this, I was like, you know what? I'm going to throw it out to the universe and I'm going to start it as a passion project. Mm-hmm. And if something happens, great. And if it doesn't, then at least I look back and I said, I tried. I went for it and I didn't sit on this idea.
Right.
So I've really been cultivating this for 7 years. Like I've been every day I come home and I ask my husband, I'm like, what am I doing with my life? And he's like, I don't know, but
stop asking me.
And then, so where I am now is once the website is done and with the contacts that I'm making in the A&D world, because our firm focuses, now we do have clients in all sorts of industries, but a lot of our clients are in the art and design world.
Yes.
So I'm meeting these incredible people, designers, furniture manufacturers, and it's really just feeding this passion that I have to learn about everything.
Yeah.
So what I would love to do is really just kind of bring in clients for MBPR for if they need their story told or if they need help with PR. But then as far as the lifestyle historian goes, basically conquer the world. So I don't know if that's
No, I love that. And together we're going to do it all. It's so funny because we met Julia and stay tuned to the spiel. Stay tuned to Market Abilities because you'll be hearing more from her. You'll be hearing from some of the clients, some of those furniture manufacturers, some of the best really. And you work with some great people. We've featured those great people.
Yeah.
So stay tuned to the show and stay tuned to the podcast. And of course to your Instagram channel because we're learning.
Yeah. Yeah, we're learning a lot about history.
Yeah. So
you look, are you shell shocked? You just like it's a lot to take in.
You'll need a moment.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. But it's all good stuff, though. Yeah. Yeah. It's really out of my realm, too. Like, this isn't something that I pick up and learn about every day. So it's actually fascinating to me. That I think it's why I'm so silent because I'm just like, oh, I'm enjoying just listening to this because I feel like I need to absorb it.
Well, good, because she's thinking she may need her own podcast as well.
Yeah, and we can do
maybe
that. So
we'll do a poll or something. Maybe we could see should the lifestyle historians have their own? I know. Should I go for it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think so.
Yeah, more to come. Books. I don't know. We'll just see. Like, just excited. And I want to connect people. I want to educate people more than anything. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm a jack of all trades, but a master of none.
Oh, that's
I keep learning myself.
Yeah.
Right. Everything.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
That's where we are.
Well, we appreciate you logging on and learning and helping us learn. You know, we're learning about one another, which is always a good thing. Mm-hmm. And when people listening and watching can learn as well, we've achieved and conquered our goal for this particular podcast. So, again, go ahead and invite everybody to find you. And I promise this is not the last that they will see or hear of you, even as far as we go.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah.
We've enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Yes. Yeah, so you can definitely check me out at The Lifestyle Historian. So let me say that again, at The Lifestyle Historian. And please, please, please follow, comment, share. I would love to engage with you. Tell me your stories. I'll tell you mine.
Awesome.
Would love to learn from you as well. So
what specific social platforms are you on?
Instagram.
Just Instagram? Yeah. Okay,
yep.
Cool.
Just Instagram so far. Okay. We wanted to test that out, but stay tuned. Facebook is coming, the website is coming, and you will get all of that information on the Lifestyle Historian Instagram page.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Winning idea. Thank you, Julia.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you both so very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.